fifth chapter of Hilchos Mikvois, dealing with a mikveh, the ritual pool. Today's parak contains nine halachas, dealing with the laws of Mayim She'uvim, water which was once in a vessel. As we discussed yesterday, there is only a minimum amount of human intervention allowed in bringing waters to the mikveh. Either it must be made of well water from a mayan, or rainwater, which was never in a keli, never in a vessel. The law is that even 3 lug, which as we mentioned yesterday is 1 liter, and 8 grams of water, even that amount of mayim she'uvim will invalidate the mikveh. However, as we discussed yesterday, this happens only if the mikveh was not yet of a full 40 saw. Once there is a valid amount of regular rainwater in the mikveh, of mem saw, 40 saw of water, then regardless of how much of the invalid water, the mayim she'uvim, you add later on, the mikveh remains kosher. As the Rambam said, even 1,000 saw of mayim she'uvim can then be added. And as long as you started with 40 saw, the resulting mixture is nevertheless still valid. However, should 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim enter the mikveh, if it had a little bit less than 40 saw, then the entire mikveh is invalid. Today's parak will give further details of this law of 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim invalidating the mikveh. Parak Chamishi, the 5th parak, halacha aleph. In this halacha, the Rambam will deal with how it is that the 3 lugin of water came into the mikveh. Let's say it did not come all from one keli. It came from more than one vessel. Came in at separate times, or from separate vessels. Is it still considered one amount of 3 lug in order to invalidate the mikveh? Mikveh shenafluei lav shleisha lugim mayim she'uvim. A mikveh which evidently was lacking the full amount of 40 saw, and there fell in 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim, of water which was in a keli, and it fell in mikeli echad o mishnayim v'shleisha kelim. It fell in either from 1 keli, or from 2 vessels, or from a total of 3 vessels, mitstarfin. All 3 vessels will join together, and we will add the amount from all 3, in order to determine whether 3 lug of water have come in. However, this does not apply if they have been poured at separate times. That's when you began pouring the 2nd vessel before you finish emptying the 1st vessel. And so too with the 3rd. The 3rd vessel must begin pouring before the 2nd one has finished pouring. Only in that case will the 2 or 3 vessels join together for the amount of 3 lugin. However, me'er ba'keli mein mitstarfin. But if it's from 4 vessels, even if you started the 4th before the 3rd finished, nevertheless, we do not add in the amount of the 4th vessel to complete the amount of 3 lugin. If there was 3 lugin from the first, in a total of the 1st 3 vessels, then the mikveh is invalid. But if there was not, and you needed the amount of water from the 4th vessel to add on to 3 lugin, then the mikveh remains kosher. But Bamed Varim Amurim, when does this apply, that the 4th vessel will not join in the amount of the other 3 to invalidate the mikveh? Bizman Shalai Neskaven Larabes, at a time that you did not intend to increase the amount of water in the mikveh. Which, as Rambam explains in Pirush HaMishnayos, means that you did not intend to add more water so that there should be more for the people to immerse in. That's the idea of adding on water. You want to add to make the amount of water larger in the mikveh. Incidentally, the other commentaries, as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, say that the intention here, Neskavin L'Rambes, means that you had in mind to add the other keli, regardless for what reason you wanted to add it. Whereas the Rambam learns you intended to add the water in order to increase the amount of water for people to immerse. In any case, only in such a case do we not count the 4th vessel. But if you did intend to increase the amount of water in the mikveh with all of these vessels, even if the weight of 1 dinner of water fell into the mikveh once a year, nevertheless, it will add up to 3 lugin, even though it came in at a very very slow pace, and it might have taken such a very long period of time, and certainly it was more than three vessels, since the intention was to add on to the amount of Mayim She'uvin in the mikveh, all of these different vessels will add up to complete the amount of three lugin to invalidate the mikveh. And this is Bein She'kodmu HaShe'uvim Es HaKsherim. This is regardless of whether the water from the vessels came in before the kosher water, and Bein She'kodmu HaKsherim Es HaShe'uvim, and regardless of whether the kosher water came first, or whether they both came together at the same time. Kiven She'naflu Shleisha Lugin She'uvim L'tei Charboim Sa, since these three lug of Shmayim She'uvim, of invalid water from the Keli, fell into this mikvah of 40 saw, Kedem She'naflu by Arboim saw, before the amount of 40 saw was completed. Or it fell into a mikvah which never completed the amount of 40 saw. If this happened, Nifsol Akel V'Naseh Shov, the entire mixture becomes invalid, and it all is considered to be Mayim She'uvim, water which was in a Keli. Incidentally, the same law is brought in the laws of Yom Kippur, in the discussion of the mikveh which people are required to take before Yom Kippur, and in the case where one is unable, for whatever reason, to get to a mikveh, there is the law of the nine kavin of water which can be poured over a person for purification. In that case, what do you do if you cannot get all nine kav, the tisha kavin, in one large vessel? It mentions this same law, that you can do it from up to three vessels, but you must begin pouring the second from the second vessel before the first one has emptied out, and so too the third. In that case, it is still valid. And it is partially based on this that some of the commentaries learn that in a place where there is no mikveh, then a shower would be valid for a man. Of course, for a woman or for any of the biblical forms of tumah, the tisha kavin, the nine kavin of water poured, is completely invalid, is totally useless. But for the cases where tisha kavin is enough, such as the immersion before Yom Kippur, or for a man who has had a keri, who has had a seminal emission, in these cases, a shower could possibly be good enough, since it all comes from one vessel, if it will total an amount of tisha kavin. The next halacha also deals with water coming in from a number of different places, but in this case, the water is coming in from several places, but at the same time, it's coming in simultaneously. Halacha base. Shneim she'itilu zeh lugu mechatza vel zeh lugu mechatza. In this case, there are two people instead of one, and each one is pouring in 1.5 lug into the mikveh, totaling up three. And so too the case, vaseichet ksuse v'higbia, a person who is squeezing out a garment. Once the water goes into a garment, it becomes mayim she'uvim. It was in a garment, and when it's squeezed out, it will invalidate the mikveh. So he immersed his garment in the mikveh, and he pulled it out of the mikveh. V'amayim shabon neiflim im kemes harbe. And the water from this garment is falling in from many different places on the garment. And it's all being squeezed out by hand. It is invalidating the, it can invalidate the mikveh. V'kein ha'ma'are min atzartzur shamatil mim kemes harbe. A person who is pouring into the mikveh from a tzartzur. It's like a sprinkler used to sprinkle plants, which has many different holes. We can imagine a shower head perhaps. And the water is coming out of many different spots. Do we say in this case that it's like coming from many different kalim, coming from many different places, and therefore it will not be a total of three lugim, since we cannot count for more than three kalim, as we discussed in the previous halacha? The Rambam says no, hari elu paislim. They will invalidate the mikveh, even though it might be coming from many places on the garment, or many different places from the holes of this sprinkler. Nevertheless, they're all coming in reality from one place, and therefore they will invalidate the mikveh. Halacha Gimel. This halacha deals with a kar or kesis, various types of leather pillows, which have a clay kibul. There is a space where an empty space inside, a hollow space, which is normally filled up with cotton or wool or something else to be used as a pillow. Amat vil karo keses shel er b'mikvah sheyish bei arboim som makuvones.
If you immerse this pillow of leather in the mikvah which had exactly 40 saw, the pillow evidently became impure. You are immersing it in the mikvah to purify it. However, the mikvah has exactly 40 saw. As soon as you lift up the lips of this vessel from the water, it will turn out that the water which is within this pillow will become mayim she'uvim. It's in a keli. This pillow itself is a keli. When it's still in the mikveh, it is not considered to be mayim she'uvim. But once you lift it out of the mikveh, the lips, the top comes out of the mikveh, it will already be considered she'uvim. And what's going to happen? The mikveh had exactly 40 saw. Now that you lifted it out, it is lacking 40 saw, because some of the water is in the pillow. When you pour it back in the mikveh, it's going to invalidate the mikveh. So Kate said, Yase, how can you do it if the mikveh has only 40 saw exactly? How do you immerse this pillow? Madbilam umaylam derech shuleyam. Immerse them, and then take them out of the mikveh by the bottom. Take it out bottom side first. Then at no time will this pillow have the law of a keli, and the water inside will never become invalid. Then all the water, all the 40 saw which was originally there, will go back into the mikveh and it will be valid as it was before. This is in a pillow which is made out of leather, which is not porous. Aval hakupa vahasak. However, a basket or a sack, madbilam umaylan kedarkan ve'enacheshesh. You can immerse them and you can pull them out of the mikveh in the normal fashion, right side up, and you don't have to worry that the water will become invalid. It will become mayim shuvim. That since these sack or basket has so many holes, then the water will never attain the status of mayim she'uvim. To understand the next halacha, we should visualize a mikveh which has one of the walls on a slant. And in this slanted wall, there are three different halls at various heights of the mikveh. Let us imagine the mikveh is 4 feet high, and perhaps at 1 foot off the ground you have one hole, and at the 2 feet you have another, and at 3 feet you have another. And each hole holds one lug of water, for example. Now, as the mikveh is filling up with valid rainwater, gradually this mayim she'uvim, which is in each of these three holes, will mix in with the mikveh. Now, will it invalidate the mikveh or not? Halacha dalet. Mikveh sheyesh b'shalosh gumos, mimayim she'uvim, a mikveh which has 3 holes, and in the 3 holes is mayim she'uvim, invalid water which was once in a keli. Lug b'chol guma, 1 lug in each one of the 3 holes. V'naflu l'seichei mayim kesherim, and kosher water, valid rainwater, fell into the mikveh. Now, we do not know at which point the 3 lugin of mayim she'uvim got mixed up with the rest of the mikveh. When the mikveh was filled up to one foot, in our example, then the first hole got mixed up with the water. When it went up another foot, then the second hole got mixed up. And the 3rd lug came in only when the water reached the level of the 3rd hole. So, im yodua shenafu l'seichu arboim sam mayim k'sherim. If we know that 40 saw of valid water fell in, if it fell in before it reached the level of the 3rd hole, then the water is kosher. Because even though the 2 lug of mayim she'uvim fell into the mikveh before it had 40 saw, nevertheless it does not invalidate the mikveh until there are 3 lug. By the time there was 3 lug, then the water was already filled, the mikveh was already valid mikveh with 40 saw of valid water. In that case, it is not going to invalidate the mikveh. Ve'im lav, but if not, if by the time it reached the 3rd hole, and there were 3 lugin of invalid water of mayim shuvim in the mikveh, there was not a total of 40 saw of valid water, puzzle, the mikveh is invalid. Because as we gave the principle, the introduction to this perek, if 3 lug fall in before the mikveh has 40 saw, the mikveh is invalid. Halacha hei, shnei mikvois, there are 2 mikvahs, and neither one of the 2 has 40 saw. But the total of them both together, although the Rambam doesn't mention this, is evidently 40 saw, the total. 1.5 lug fell into one of these small mikvahs, and the other 1.5 lug fell into the other one of the mikvahs. The nisarvu shnei mikvahs, and both of the mikvahs, these two mikvahs, get mixed together. Now, what has happened over here with the kosher water, with both of them combined? You have a total of 40 saw valid water. On the other hand, when you combine both of the two, you also have 3 lug of mayim she'uvin. Now, if you first had the 3 lugin before there was 40 saw, it would be invalid. If the 3 lugin came after you have the 40 saw, the mikveh is valid. What do you do here? The 3 lugin and the 40 saw came together at the same time. What is din? Hari eluk sheirin. This becomes a kashrut mikveh. Mipnei shelo nikra al echad mehem shem psul. Because neither one of these two small mikvehs has ever became invalid. It never became pasul. That since the 1.5 lug are meaningless, and you only have 3 lug, only when they're both together, then we say that there is no 3 lugin to invalidate the mikveh and its kosher. However, avol mikveh she'ein b'arba'im saw, when you have a mikveh which has less than 40 saw, she'nafal l'seicha shleisha lugim mayim she'uvin, and there fell into it 3 lug of mayim she'uvin, and what has happened now? Since these 3 lug have fallen in, when the mikveh had less than 40 saw, the mikveh is now invalid. What do you do? Now you split this mikveh in half. And you added kosher water to each one. Let's say, for example, you had 30 saw of kosher water, and then 3 lugin fell into this mikveh. What has happened? Now the mikveh is invalid. You split the mikveh in half. So now there's approximately 15 saw with 1.5 lug in one of the mikvahs, and 15 saw with 1.5 lug in the other one of the mikvahs. What's the problem now? No problem. All you have is 1.5 lug in one of the mikvahs, 1.5 lug in the other one of the mikvahs. Add on another 25 saw of kosher water, and no problem. You'll have 40 saw in one of the mikvah of kosher water, 40 saw in the other, and only 1.5 lug in each one of the two mikvahs. It seems to be kosher. But the Rambam says no. Hara elu psulim. Both of these mikvahs are pasul. They're both invalid. Why should they be invalid? Each one only has 1.5 lug, and that's not enough to invalidate the mikvah. Nevertheless, shakol ha-mikvah kulei shenifsul, that the entire mikvah, the original mikvah of 30 saw in our example, which had the 3 lug fall in, when it became invalid, this entire mikvah kamayim she'uvin hu choshu. The entire mikvah becomes invalid water. It's all considered like mayim she'uvin. Ukiilu kol meimav nishavu b'kli. And it is as if all the water was in a keli. All of the water came invalid. That even though it was only 3 lug of mayim she'uvin, once it invalidated the mikvah, it invalidated the entire mikvah. And it's now not only 3 lugin of mayim she'uvin in the mikvah. It's as if all of the 30 saw is mayim she'uvin. It's all invalid. Therefore, when you split it in half, it's not only 1.5 lug of mayim she'uvin from the original water. Halachically, you change the entire existence of this water to mayim she'uvin. Interestingly enough, the Ran, in his commentary on the Gemara, Kol Basar and Masech Tachulin, in the laws of Kashrus, discusses this case in terms of the kosher laws. We have a principle in Kashrus, which is discussed at great length in the commentaries of Chticha Nas and Nevela. Let us say, for example, you have a kosher piece of meat, and a bit of pig juice falls into the meat, enough to make it treif. To make the numbers easy, let's say you have 1 ounce of kosher meat, and then 1/2 ounce of non-kosher meat juice falls into this piece. Now the piece is treif. Now let us imagine that this piece of meat, which is now a treif piece, which is now 1.5 ounces, 1 ounce of kosher meat with 1/2 ounce of treif which is in it, falls into a pot which has 70 ounces of kosher food. Now what happens? Do we consider this pot treif, or do we not consider it treif? If we just look at the chazer, at the non-kosher food which is in this piece, all you had was 1/2 ounce. And 1/2 ounce compared to these 70 ounces is certainly batal. It has become nullified by falling into something which is 60 times more. If, on the other hand, we look at how much is treif over here, is it only a half ounce of treif, or is it 1.5 ounces of treif? If it's 1.5 ounces of treif, 70 ounces is not 60 times more than 1.5 ounces. You would need 90 ounces in order to be mevatel, to nullify this treif. There is a discussion whether chatich and nasin avela, when this ounce of meat became treif, did it become one large piece, like it became a large piece of non-kosher meat, and when it falls into something else, the whole thing is considered non-kosher, or does it remain in its previous identity, that it is essentially a kosher piece of meat, but you cannot eat it because there's a half ounce of non-kosher food mixed into it? That would be not chatich and nasin avela. The piece does not become a piece of treif. The Ran discusses this case of a mikveh. Why is it now? What, the three lug have fallen into the mikveh with only 30 saw of kosher water? Now, what's the problem here? Is it because there's three lug of invalid water in this mikveh, and therefore you cannot validate it later on? Or has the whole piece become like chticha nasin avela? It implies from this halacha, that the entire mikveh becomes like one big piece of treif, like the Rambam implies in his statement here, that the whole, it's as if the whole mikveh itself was in a keli. All of the water is now invalid. This is just the beginning of the discussion. There's a great deal of discussion from the Ramban and the Gedula Tara, and later Achreinim will discuss this case to see whether it is a proof or whether not a proof.
The next halacha will deal with two cases of mikvahs which became invalid and different methods of how to make them valid again. One case will be a pit which was completely full with 40 saw of invalid water, mayim she'uvim. And a second case will be a mikvah which had kosher water, but not a sufficient amount, less than 40 saw. Then three lugin of mayim she'uvim fell in and invalidated it, and then more kosher water came in. Obviously, in the first case, it will be more difficult to purify the mikveh, since it is entirely mayim she'uvim. And in the second case, since at least there is a certain amount of kosher water there, although, as we learned in the previous halacha, it is all as if it is mayim she'uvim, nevertheless, it is not completely identical, and we will see that the Rambam from the Mishnah is more lenient in purifying this second mikveh. Halacha vav. Be'er shehu mali mayim she'uvim. We have a pit which is filled to the top with mayim she'uvim, water which was in a keli and is invalid. Now what is happening? We have a river which is entering into this pit and emptying out the other side. Va'ama nichneses lei v'yetzes mimenu. And there is an ama, a stream of water, which is entering the pit from one side. And there is water flowing out of the pit from the other side. As a result of the additional water coming in from this stream, the pit is overflowing and water is flowing out. Now this water which is coming in is valid rainwater. And as this water comes out, not only the rainwater is coming out, mixed in with the rainwater which is going out is some of the invalid mayim she'uvim, some of that is going out with it. So when do we say that this mikveh ever becomes valid? Li'elam hu b'bisulei. This mikveh remains invalid. Until we can calculate that there is less than three lugin of the original mayim she'uvim remaining in the pit. For example, let us imagine that the pit had 40 saw of mayim she'uvim, and 120 saw of rainwater comes into this pit, and 80 saw, a total of 80, comes out of the pit. Now, since we had a 40 of invalid water there and 120 of valid water, we see that one quarter of the total was invalid mayim she'uvim. Therefore, when 80 saw come out of the mikveh, flowing out from the other side, we assume that it was in proportion to the total amounts of water. Therefore, we assume that one quarter of this 80 saw is mayim she'uvim coming out. Therefore, we assume that out of the 80, 60 saw, or three quarters, is rainwater, since that's the proportion that came in, and 20 saw is from the original mayim she'uvim. So therefore, if we started off with 40 saw, 20 saw we assume came out, and we're left with 20 saw.
So therefore, additional water is going to have to come in, additional rainwater, and to take out another quarter of the remainder. And we will continue to decrease gradually the amount of Mayim Sha'uvim proportionately with the amount which comes in, and until finally we can calculate that less than 3 lugin of Mayim Sha'uvim is remaining in this pit. Only then will it become valid, since there is less than Gimel Lugin. This is the stricter case. The second case, Mikveh Shenafal Oseicha Mayim Sha'uvim V'Nifsal. If we have a mikveh which had kosher water in, however, 3 lugin of Mayim Sha'uvim fell in and invalidated it. Ba'achar kach riba lav Mayim Ksheirim, and then you added kosher water. Achenimsu HaKsheirim Arboim Sa'. Until we find that there's a total of 40 saw of kosher water. The mikveh is still not valid because there was 3 lugin of Mayim Sha'uvim before we had our 40 saw. But nevertheless, we do have a certain amount of kosher water there, originally kosher water. In this case, harehu bepisuloi, this mikveh remains invalid, until all of the original amount of water which was there is removed, and we take out enough of an amount that there should be less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvim remaining in the mikveh. Now the Rambam will make this clear with an example. To understand this example, we have to have some measurements clear. A saw consists of 6 kavim. There are 6 kavim in a saw. One kav has 4 lugin. So if there's 4 lugin in a kav, 6 kavim in a saw, there is a total of 24 lugin in a saw. The 3 lugin, remember, is the amount of water it takes to invalidate the mikveh. So ketzad, now let's have an example. Mikveh sheyesh ba esrim saw mek shamim. There was a mikveh with 20 saw of rainwater, of valid rainwater, half of the amount which was necessary. V'nofel l'seichei saw mayim shuvim. However, one saw of mayim shuvim fell in. One saw is 24 lug. It's more than enough to invalidate the mikveh. V'achar kach hirba lav mayim kshedim. But now, more kosher water was added until there's a total of 40 saw of kosher water. The mikveh is still invalid because more than 3 saw mayim shuvim came in before there was 40 saw. How do we validate this mikveh again? Harizeh b'pisulei, it remains invalid. Acheyeda sheyotsu mimeno esrim saw shahayubay. Until there comes out 20 saw that was there originally, you have to remove 20 saw to take out the original amount which was invalid. And then you have to take out an additional amount to ensure that there is less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvim. So therefore you take out chamisha kavin, since there was originally 1 saw of mayim shuvim. 1 saw is 6 kavin. So first you have to take out chamisha kavin, which will take care, which will leave you only with 1 kav, meaning 4 lug of mayim shuvim there. And then you take out v'yeser mirevi'a hakav, then you take out more than a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is 1 lug. So you'll take out a little bit more of 1 lug. So when you take out 5 kav and a little more than a quarter of a kav, that means you've taken out everything except less than shleisha lugin. If you have less than 3 lugin, it's no problem anymore. The only thing which is left out of the original amount of water which became invalid is less than 3 lugin. So out of the original mayim shuvim, there's less than 3 lugin. And even out of the original water which we became invalid, also that is completely gone. And therefore the mikveh is now valid. Once you have taken out an amount which would theoretically ensure that the original invalid water has been removed, and there is less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, the chachamim were lenient and say that the mikveh is now a valid mikveh. As we saw in Halacha Beis, mayim shuvim can be not only, it can become that way not only through being in a keli, through a vessel which holds water, but also if it came in as a result of human intervention. For example, when one squeezed a garment, as we mentioned in Halacha Beis. We will see now in Halacha Zion that so too, when we have mud, which is soaked with water. If one would squeeze the water out of the mud, this water would also be considered mayim she'uvin, since it came to the mikveh as a result of human intervention. However, it depends where the mud is. If the mud is still in the mikveh, let's say the mud has been taken from the floor of the mikveh, and it is squeezed in the mikveh, since it was always attached to the waters of the mikveh and was always inside, it does not become she'uvin. If one takes it out of the mikveh and squeezes it, then it would become she'uvin. Halacha Zayin. Hamasalik es atitlitz dadim. If one pushes aside the mud from the floor of the mikveh to the side of the mikveh, but again still inside the mikveh, v'nimshachu mimeno shleisha lugim lemikveh, and there comes out three lugim of water into the mikveh, and evidently the mikveh is exactly 40 saw, and thereby squeezing this three lugin into the mikveh will invalidate the mikveh. It's evidently a little less than 40 saw. Because if the mikveh was 40 saw, as we learned earlier, you are allowed to put in mayim she'uvim if it already has a valid amount. So in this case, it was not a valid amount, and it was exactly 40 saw, a little bit less. And you squeezed water out of the mud into the mikveh, harei ze kosher. It's still a valid mikveh. This water, although it was squeezed out as a result of human intervention, nevertheless, since it was still attached to the mikveh, it did not become she'uvim. However, but if you pulled this mud out of the mikveh, and you lifted it up with your hands, and separated from the mikveh to the side of the mikveh, and then three lugin came out of it, from outside the mikveh, back into the mikveh, this will invalidate the mikveh, that since it came as a result of the human intervention. And since he squeezed this mud, and the mud was already separate from the mikveh, the water becomes mayim she'uvin. And if there's three lugin, and it comes into a mikveh with less than 40 saw, it will invalidate the mikveh. Halacha Chaz deals with another aspect of human intervention, known as tfisas yedei adam, in how the water came to the mikveh. Gaius, however, mimakum la makum, if there is an army traveling from one place to another, the kain behema haiveres mimakum la makum, or an animal which is traveling from one place to another, the zilfu biyadein ubaragleim shleisha lugin la mikveh, and with their hands and with their feet, meaning both of the people and of the animals, they dragged or pushed or splashed three lugin of water into the mikveh. Do we say that these three lugin are called mayim she'uvim since they came as a result of the animal pushing them in, or the people pushing them in, or do we say since it was only incidentally splashed in, it is kosher? The Rambam paskens hareza kosher. This is kosher to water. It's valid. V'loy eid. And furthermore, el afilu asu mikveh betchila hareza kosher. Even if you make the entire mikveh in such a fashion, it is still kosher to water. To give a little background to this halacha, there is a tesefta, which is a matter of great dispute. One case, the first case of the tesefta, says that if the people splash with their hands and feet water into the mikveh, it is invalid. And towards the end, the same tesefta says that it is valid. It is a clear, apparent contradiction from the beginning to the end. What is the difference? One opinion of Rishenim says that the difference is between an animal and a person. If the person splashes it in, then it is invalid. Whereas if the animal splashes it in, it is valid. The Kesef Mishnah says, though, that the Rambam does not accept this differentiation, because he brings the same law by the army and by the animals. Another opinion says that it matters if the water splashes directly in or whether it flows in over the ground. As we discussed in yesterday's parak, there is a law of Hamshacha, that if Mayim She'uvin rolls over the ground, this, so to speak, reconnects it with the earth, with its source, and this will validate the water. And one opinion says that this, that it says it is invalid, this is speaking about a case where it splashed directly into the mikveh, where the case where it is valid is speaking about a case where it went through Amshacha. However, the Rambam evidently doesn't learn this either, because as we discussed yesterday, in yesterday's parak, the Rambam holds that hamshacha only helps if there's more than half kashen of water in the mikveh. But if you make the whole mikveh through mayim shuvim, which was run over the ground, through hamshacha, the Rambam disagrees with the other sages who say that it is valid. The Rambam says it is invalid. And in this halacha, the Rambam concluded, v'loy eit, that even if you make the whole mikveh, it's still kosher. So we see the Rambam cannot take this distinction. The Kesef Mishnah explains, how does the Rambam explain this Tesefta? The case which is invalid in the Tesefta is speaking when a person intentionally splashed the water into the mikveh. And this the Rambam does not mention in this halacha, because it comes under the category of the previous halacha. When you know that somebody squeezes mud into the mikveh, it becomes mayim shuvim, and so too, if they would splash water intentionally into the mikveh, then this would also invalidate the mikveh. However, if it only incidentally splashed into the mikveh, then it is valid. And not only is it valid, it's better than Amshacha. Because if you did through Amshacha, through splashing the water over the ground and running it over the ground, then you could only make less than half the mikveh that way, but not the whole mikveh. With such an act of splashing, the Rambam holds that the whole mikveh can be made in such a fashion, that this is not called human intervention since it happened incidentally. As a result of their walking, the water splashed into the mikveh. The final halacha of today's perek is an extremely complex one and vexes many of the commentaries. To understand this, we must understand the law of Megaboyim, as termed in the Mishnah. This is a pit which is sunk, which is dug in the earth and contains a certain amount of water, either rainwater or mayim shu'uvim. And we're discussing here not only whether one can validate it for use as a mikveh, but also for purposes of tumah v'tahara. For example, will the water in it be pure enough to use in the making of challah, which of course must be pure, or for truma, or for netilas yodayim, for which one must not, one be sure not to use mayim tameim, water which has become impure. We are complicating the question of mayim shu'uvim now with the additional question of mayim tameim, water which became tameim. So there will be discussed two sets of laws, one relating primarily to tumah, whether you can use the water for challah, for truma, and netilas yadayim, and another one primarily relating to mayim shu'uvim, whether it can be used as a mikveh. But as we will see, the fact that it is not only shu'uvim, but tumayim, will make it even worse than regular mayim shu'uvim, even as far as the laws of mikveh are concerned. In this halacha, we will have six different cases. Halacha tes, mikveh she'ein bei memsa. A mikveh which does not have a full 40 saw of kosher water. And less than 3 lugim of mayim tmeim shuvim. The water is both shuvim and also tamei. But it's less than 3 lug. And the mikveh is less than 40 saw. It is kosher for challah, truma, and for netilas yadayim, upsulinly kavus aleihen, but it is possible for a mikveh. It's kosher for the laws regarding tuma, since this small amount of mayim tmeimim became bottle in the large amount of the kosher water. But as far as the laws of mikveh, even though less than 3 lugin of mayim shu'uvin will not puzzle the mikveh, the Kesef Mishnah learns that tmeim shu'uvin is even worse, and therefore this will puzzle the mikveh. Case number 2, but yardu alein gishamim v'rabu alein, but if rainwater came into the mikveh, and there was now a majority of rainwater, hare elu ksherim likavus alein, the water becomes kosher to use as a mikveh as well. The third case, nafal l'seche shleisha lugim mayim shuvim tameim, but in this case, there was less than 40 saw, but now a full 3 lugin of water fell in, of mayim shuvim tameim, not less than 3 lug like in the first case. In this law, it's possible for both things. Pareza possible l'chalo truma v'litl mimeno liyadayim, upsun l'kavis olof. It's possible, as far as the laws of tuma v'tara, you cannot use it for chala, truma, or netilas yadayim, and of course, it's no good for the mikveh either. Well, for the mikveh was no good even with less than 3 lugin. This is 3 lugin, so it's of course not good for the mikveh either. What happens if the yordu geshamim v'rov alein, rainwater came and now you have a majority of rainwater, the fourth case, harehen kshedin l'chalu l'trum of a legal man liyadayim. It now becomes kosher for these things, chalu trum and netilas yadayim. But however, it has only been elevated one step, upsulin l'kavus alein, and it's possible to use for a mikveh. and it remains invalid to use as a mikvah, ashiyetsu kol amayim harishenim shenasu kulin kesheuvin, until all of the previous water comes out, since it all becomes considered like mayim sheuvin, v'lo yishmehen el apachas mishlesha lugin, until there remains less than 3 lugin from the original water. This is similar to the first case we discussed in Halacha Vav, about a pit that was full of Mayim Sheuvim and the stream was going into the river. And even though our case seems to be more like the second case in Halacha Vav, when we only needed Miluyi V'Oit, and whereas in the first case it was all Mayim Sheuvim, evidently here again, the fact that it's Sheuvim to Mayim makes it even worse than the second case in Halacha Vav, which it would appear to resemble. And the Halacha is like the first half of Halacha Vav. The fifth case now resembles very closely the third case. We have less than 40 saw of kosher water and a full 3 lugin of mayim tmeim shovin. The only difference in the description is that it's only a tiny bit below 40 saw. But the loch is the same. The king mikveh sheyesh bayim arboim saw chaser dinner. A mikveh which has 40 saw lacking a tiny bit. The naflu l'seichesh shleisha lugin mayim shovin tmeim. And a full 3 luk of impure mayim shovin fell in. Harizeh posel l'chalul truma v'litul mimen. It's possible for the laws of Tuma, meaning Chala Truma and Netilos Yadayim, and also possible to use as a mikvah, just as we explained in the third case. This last case now resembles very closely the first case. The first case of this halacha said a mikvah, which is less than 40 saw, and then less than 3 lugim falls in. Then we said that it is valid for the Chala Truma Tehilas Yadayim and possible for the laws of mikvah. In order to make it valid for mikvah also, you must have a majority. You must add Ravu Aleihem. You must have water, additional rainwater, which outweighs the Mayim Shuvin, which was there, plus all of the original water, which was there. That was the first case in our halacha. Now, in the last case of the halacha, the Rambam also discusses the almost identical case. It's less than 40 saw, and there's less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvin tmein which fell in. However, the only difference is, in this case, it was almost 40 saw. It was 40 saw lacking a dinner. And although theoretically we have no basis to distinguish, we will see the halacha is quite different. Nafal l'seifei. It fell into this mikveh which is 40 saw minus a tiny dinner. Fell into it pachas mishleisha lugim mayim afilu kulan tmein, and less than 3 lugim fell in, even if it was all tamidika water. Va'achar kach naflu l'seicha mishkal dinner megashamim sheshlimei, and then fell in a tiny dinner of megashamim to complete the amount of 40 saw. In this case, it's kosher, meaning it's kosher not only for tchala truma netilas yadayim, it's kosher even for mikvah. Because kashem shetaru l'tvila came taru l'chol davar, as it now became kosher for the law of a mikvah, since less than 3 lugin fell in, and now it was added, megashamim was added, rainwater was added to make a full 40 saw. In general, that's kosher for a mikvah, so therefore it's kosher for everything else. However, this is a difficult halacha to understand, because we learned in the very first case of this halacha that even though less than 3 lugim mayim shuvin will not invalidate a mikveh, in this case it does invalidate the mikveh. And as the Kesef Mishnah explains, we must learn that if the water is also tameh and not only shuvin, then it will be even worse than shuvin, because as we see in the first case in this halacha, it invalidates the mikveh, even though there was less than 3 lugim. In this last case, it seems to be the same thing. There's less than 40 saw, and less than 3 lugin falls in, and it's also that Rambam says, afilu kulan tmeim, all the water is also tummy. Nevertheless, it is kosher also but tvila. This seems to be a direct contradiction to the first case in this halacha. The Kesef Mishnah explains that we must say that there is a difference between a mikveh which is lacking 40 saw, and there's a large amount of water lacking. Between that and the last case of this halacha, when it almost has 40 saw, it's only 40 saw lacking a tiny dinner. As the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam must learn the following way. Once it's only lacking a little bit, we call this mikveh a mikveh of 40 saw. We say it has 40 saw, lacking a tiny bit. Once you say that, it is almost in the category of a kosher mikveh. Even though it's really not kosher, it doesn't have 40 saw, we call it a 40 saw lacking a little bit. This is different from the case where it doesn't even have 40 saw, it's not even close. Therefore, in that case, we're going to need a majority of rainwater to make it kosher. Where in this case, it will be kosher if we just complete the amount of 40 saw.